please be seated. I've been going through some of my things as I prepare to move in a few short weeks. And I discovered an album with pictures of my cousins and me. The pictures are from nearly 10 years ago, and the album is entitled All Our Family Traditions Revolve Around Ice Cream. I laughed when reading this because it's still true. Our family loves sharing ice cream together. The biggest ice cream tradition happens yearly on the 4th of July. Two rain gutters are filled to the brim with ice cream topped with chocolate and caramel, candies, whipped cream, and donned with cherries and plenty of spoons. When the gutter is officially ready, it is brought out, set on the ground, and all partaking come and sit around to enjoy in the savory tradition. Affectionately known as the Gutter Sunday, it was introduced to my 20 cousins and I when we were all very young. And our parents honestly thought we would grow out of it. Instead, each year, the number around the gutter grows. In fact, we started with just using one gutter and grew to two. And now, as our families continue to expand, we may need a third one in a few years. What humors me, though, today is how excited we get every year for this event. I mean, it's the same thing each time, but year after year, it's like the first time all over again. The minute that we hear it's gutter time, we stop whatever we're doing and rush up to the deck. Our parents still crowd us with their cameras, snapping photos of us stuffing our faces, just like we did when we were five. It is the highlight of our 4th of July. And for most, it's the highlight of our entire summer. It's crazy what something as simple as ice cream, and in this case, out of a rain gutter, can do to bring people together. Just the other day, on Friday, St. Simon's ended our week-long art camp vacation Bible school with an art show, a musical performance, and a frozen treat. Yes, you guessed it, ice cream sundaes. Only this time, we left the gutters out for the rain. We had hoped offering ice cream might be of a little incentive to the parents and the families of our nearly 60 campers to come and join us in celebrating the end of an incredible week. And as I looked around on Friday, I saw children and parents alike indulging in the ice cream sundaes. I saw campers proudly showing off their creations, their new friends, and the church they had called home for the last 5 days. I'm not sure if it was the ice cream, the sugar rush, or the thrill of a Friday, but the parish hall was filled with laughter and smiles and the overwhelming feeling of joy. This is no news, though, that food brings us joy and it brings people together. I mean, practically all of our holidays have some food element to them. Here at St. Simon's, each week you can never quite tell whether we're celebrating something or if it's just an ordinary Sunday, because you always find food. Even all of our readings today mention food at some point. It is true, it is a timeless common denominator in all of our lives. In our gospel lesson, as we hear of how Jesus used food to appease the crowd, I can't help but wonder and imagine not just about the stress the disciples must have felt as the crowd grew and grew, or about the miraculous feat that Jesus accomplished. Rather, I can't help but think about how the crowd was feeling. Were they too filled with laughter, smiles, and joy like our VBS campers? Or were they leaving hungry for more? Did they realize they were getting more than just a meal that day? I'm sure many of them experienced the joys of a food coma, the satisfaction of being fed. And though crumbs were remaining, still left yearning for more. Just think of how incredibly special you or I would feel to show up unannounced and with 1,000 of our closest friends, and someone not only acknowledged us, but fed us. I don't know about you, but I think an experience like that would leave me wanting more. Not just more bread or more fish, but more community, and most importantly, more love. I don't think the people just saw or witnessed Jesus' miraculous deed that day, or that it was the deed that led them to recognize him. I think they felt it. They felt his love. His wondrous love that was extended to all 5,000 and still had leftovers. And while thinking of how the crowd must have felt, I realize I don't have to wonder about it or even imagine it, because I get to live it and experience it often. I experienced it just this week when I saw our church come together to serve our 60 VBS campers. Over 90% of them had never set foot inside our walls. Still, our volunteers welcomed and accepted them each and every day. They shared a meal with them, did art projects, sang songs, and most importantly, shared God's love. I know it was his love that kept the kids wanting to come back for more. It is what kept our volunteers willing to serve, even in the midst of exhaustion. And it is what brought the families here on Friday, though I'm sure the ice cream was an added bonus. The experience, though, happens more than just that one week. In fact, it happens here each week. When we come together as God's community, when we break bread together and share in his holy mysteries. Much like the Gutter Sunday is my favorite part of summer, the Eucharist is my favorite part of worship each week. I love looking around at the faces, young and old, knowing that I am part of something much bigger than myself. Probably most of all, though, I love experiencing the feeling of being completely full but still desiring more. Desiring not only to be loved, but to love more. However, too often I wait for moments like vacation Bible school, silly family traditions, or Eucharist each week to recognize that I desire this. And even sometimes I forget about it once I step out of those red doors. Even though I pray and ask each week that God may send me out into the world to love and serve him I still find myself failing. I think it's because I'm forgetting a crucial part of the gospel story, of my VBS and family memories, or my favorite things about the Eucharist. They all rely on being with other people, on my community. We can love God all we want, but we will feel his love in tenfold when we share it with each other. When we recognize that we are all part of the crowd. We know this. We occasionally just need the reminder that we are called to and need to share his love, not just in our own church, our own families, but with the world. In doing so, we too can know Christ's love. And just as our Ephesians reading said, truly be filled with all the fullness of God. I know we are all capable of it, because I have reaped the benefits of love from this parish for the past 15 years. And I know I am exactly where I am today because of it. Thank you, each and every one of you, my St. Simon's family, for loving me when I was an awkward teenager, later when I was a wandering fresh college grad, and now as I embark on my next journey. I pray that as I go out to continue to serve the Lord, I too can share the love that St. Simon's has shown me. Amen.